over 40 in Vancouver. Hi, I'm Roland.
I'm Dale.
Episode number 71.
Holy crap.
It is Friday, December the 16th, 2016. 2016 is over. I guess this is our rap show because I won't be around next Friday.
This is our rap show.
What are you thankful for in 2016, Dale?
Wow.
Wow, he says.
I don't hardly remember stuff. That's why I keep a journal.
I wake up. I don't know where I've been.
I can barely remember what happened this year. Confusing
more
it
coffee?
For other years.
Maybe you need more coffee in 2017.
I just might.
Well, what I'm thankful, as always, in 2016 is friends and family and the tech bubble. Really, because without friends and family, you can't survive.
I am.
Without the tech bubble, I would have no money.
I am very grateful for my friends. I am definitely grateful for my friends.
And the family.
And the family.
Yeah. I mean, specifically, if you want to look really sort of literally, I'm thankful for Audio Boom. Thankful for the Roland mixer that we use. Thankful for these Audio Technica mics.
This is the difference between our personalities. Like, I go to the grumpy place first. I can rattle off 10 things I'm really
cranky
about.
Oh, I can go to the grumpy place, too.
Can you?
Yeah, anybody over the age of 40 is auto grump. It's default mode. Over 40 in Vancouver is the name of this podcast, folks. I'm also thankful Audio Boom.
Are going to rename it to get off my digital lawn?
Is a crazy app that somehow survived over 10 years. Still works.
Yeah, it's
in iOS
impressive.
10 and latest version of Android. I know our four listeners are somewhat technical, but if you're not technical, you'll realize, in the software sense, you'll realize, no, we're all very technical. You'll realize, and I love it when software developers say that, it's like, how technical are you? It's like, give it to me straight, man. C++, is that okay? Am I technical enough for you? Yeah, there's this whole level of condescension, usually from white male programmers, about technical. Yeah. Anyways, let's not go there. We're talking about being thankful.
Are you really a comic book fan?
But think about it.
Okay, so
whether you're a veteran Java developer, Objective-C developer, or C++, whatever crazy computer language you can name, keeping an application working with the operating system changing underneath you every 6 months, if not sooner, with the hardware changing every 2 years, if not sooner, that alone, even for a closed-source app, which Audio Boom is, that alone is a significant feat. And especially since they don't have the venture capital of Dropbox or Facebook, Google, Apple, Snapchat, Pinterest. The list goes on and on.
So here is something I...
And they're a podcasting service, for God's sakes.
Here is something I'm genuinely grateful for, but it's not just 2016 specific.
That's okay. Friends and family is not 2016 specific.
I am really grateful that in our industry... We have all of these really fantastic tools that I can just go out and download and use. Like, I'm old enough, that over 40 thing. I remember when to do programming, you had to have a $500,000 computer and then hundreds of thousands of dollars in software licenses for a really crappy programming experience.
Well, we don't even have to go back to the mainframe days or VMX days or whatever.
I was thinking minis. But
minis, yeah. All right, PDP 11 days. But we can go back to how much was an Apple II? How much was a Commodore PET? And then how 4, 000, much?
I remember $4,000 when I was in high school.
Apple
really
II,
wanting one.
Fully loaded Apple II was $2,000, $3,000, $4,000. And that you would need for software development. And not to mention the software you'd have to pay for. So you didn't have Ruby, Perl, Python, JavaScript, all free. You didn't have free Git. You didn't have free GitHub. And you didn't have this and that.
I am
CodePen.
Terribly grateful.
All these tools
just
that we use.
Really grateful
that
for
are free.
All the information available at our fingertips. Like, remember the bad old days where you had to like try and find a book or an expert? Like, there was none of
this.
And
the book's out of date.
And the book was out of date.
And believe me, I bought $10,000 worth of those computer books that are now out of date. In fact, were out of date when I bought them.
Yeah. I've been slowly culling.
I'm thankful for ebooks. I really am. And I really think that you and I should publish an ebook separately and together, even just about podcasting. Even if it's 5 pages and we charge 99 cents and sell it for charity on Amazon
man.
Singles.
Lemon.
Yeah.
Totally Lemon.
Well, I just saying that podcasting is this mysterious thing. I'm thankful that you have helped me demystify it. When did we start? I guess we started late 2015, so we're almost 2 years old.
Well, I don't know if you count the little YouTube experiment we did.
years ago. Oh, that was fun. We should have continued that. This mobile rocks, but that's too much work.
That was a lot of work.
That video is too hard.
It was.
And I don't watch videos even less than I watch I don't even listen to podcasts. So,
and yet videos are like big.
I don't listen to our. I only listen to our podcasts, so I make sure I haven't said anything embarrassing where the tech is actually working. I don't listen to podcasts. Like, I don't even have time. Like, and I hate to be a reverse snob, but I don't consider CBC and NPR and those overproduced things podcasts. And I also won't listen to a podcast that's more than 20 minutes long without fast-forwarding it or doing the 2x speed thing.
Yeah. I mean, I listen to it on my commute, which is like a godsend for just having that forced time to slow
down. I would sleep. I don't know what's wrong.
Sometimes.
I know. I'm kidding. Yeah, so I'm totally thankful for the tech bubble here in Vancouver and worldwide, because if it wasn't worldwide, there'd be no jobs in Vancouver, basically. Like, there'd be no Mozilla. There'd be no competition for the very underpaid Vancouver scene of tech bubble jobs. Very underpaid by Silicon Valley standards. I think a lot of people would be very happy. I mean, it's got to the point in Silicon Valley where if you're a decent software developer and you're under 30, or I guess under 40, you're not even going to consider an offer that's less than 100K US plus benefits plus equity. And whereas in Vancouver, I think a lot of people are very happy with a 50K job plus benefits, which seems to be the starting salary for an under 30 something software developer these days. But hey, bubble. Yeah, I'm also thankful for the wonderful food that we have in this wonderful city. People complain about how unaffordable it is, and it is unaffordable, but I am thankful for Vancouver. I am thankful for our very, thanks to demographics, and thanks to being born in 1964, I'm grateful for having the down payment to enter the market, and I'm thankful that a lot of my friends have rental. I think your rental, right, Dale, that works for them. It seems to continue to work for them. A lot of my friends seem to have own their own places, condos or whatnot, that work for them without being house poor. But, yeah, I mean, there are a lot of millennials and not millennials who just can't afford the city in terms of accommodation. And that is a shame.
That is one of my concerns too. Like, the place will come boring really quick.
I'm grateful
if those people,
you know,
can't
for the
be
city,
here.
You know, I can walk. I walked. We're in the middle of a cold Mageddon or Snowmageddon. I've walked twice to work. It's about an hour. I have 4 buses I could take. I also could and usually take the SkyTrain when it's icy like this. I also have that option. I could drive. I mean, the parking here is affordable when you're in the bubble. Like, you can park for $11 if it's not a Canucks game all day. In Toronto, that'd be $22 or $33 or $50 all day in a comparable location. Or Calgary, it'd be more expensive. There's just so many things to be thankful. I'm thankful for Revolver.
Yep.
I'm thankful for Newtown. I'm thankful for my friends, my colleagues at work. They're amazing.
You know, I think part of the thankful thing is sometimes you need to go someplace else to have a reference to. Like, it's easy to take things for granted and not... I was watching one of the Revolver folks who has done something really bad to his ankle hopping around.
George.
And like, it's like, holy crap.
Go to the bathroom.
I think I am thankful that I'm, like, still mobile. Like, I remember those times where I've
health.
Sick.
Yeah, health is number one, man.
And that starts to get more of a concern
because
over 40.
Because you can't
40.
Be a good friend and a family member if your health is no good. Whoa. Barista parlor. I don't know what... George is uncrating something here. Unboxing. All right. So what are you thankful for, Joseph Planta, Anthony Hughes, Richard Erickson? What are you thankful for in 2016, especially, if not in general? Happy Hanukkah, which falls on the same day as Christmas. Joyeux Noël, Maligayang Pasko. Frohliche Weihnachten. Happy New Year. Einen guten Rutsch, as the Germans say. A good spring or jump into the new year.
Like Roland said.
We'll catch you on the other side. Signing off from Archive by Revolver Coffee.
I'm Dale.
I'm Roland. Ciao, tschüss.